Those are also important because they are what get our attention. They're what get us to stick around.
You're listening to Thrive by Design, business, marketing, and lifestyle strategies for your jewelry brand to flourish and thrive. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Thrive by Design podcast, episode number 58. This is Tracy Matthews, your host today, and I'm thrilled to be here today to talk about a subject that a lot of designers get really stuck on because they just don't know what to do. We all know that writing great copy, writing great newsletters and blog posts and social media posts is really integral to our business, but sometimes when we're stuck there, sitting there in front of a computer screen or maybe even with our notebook, we have no idea what to write. And then we freeze and end up writing a stupid headline like newsletter number 58 or something really generic like fall fashion looks 2016. And we're not really focused on something that's going to actually get our readers and our buyers to actually open the email or to take action on our social media posts or to actually read our blog posts. So today I have a very, very special treat for you. Some of you may have heard me talking about Italy in the last couple of years. I've been 3 times in the last 3 years, and I wasn't actually even planning on going this year until earlier in the year, I found out about this copywriting retreat with one of my favorite copywriters, Laura Belgray. And I could not resist because my friend sent me a message and said, hey, I'm going to be in Italy anyway. Do you want to meet me for this retreat? And it was right after the Snag conference that I was speaking at. And I literally had to fly on my birthday in order to go to Italy to make it to this retreat on time. So I'm thrilled to have Laura on the show today because she is not only a brilliant copywriter, but even better than that, she's just a super funny, awesome person who's here today to tell us how to spark ideas to write headlines or subject lines that sparkle. So I'm excited to welcome Laura Belgray on the show today because she's a genius. You're going to see why in a moment. We're going to have so much fun. This conversation was really kind of just freeform and off the cuff, and hopefully it's really helpful. Plus, a designer in our community gets a little mention because she is writing some awesome headlines right now. So we're going to get started momentarily, but before we do, here's a word from our sponsors. Today's podcast is sponsored by HalsteadBead.com. We just love Halstead because of what the company is doing for emerging designers and makers. Halstead is a wholesale jewelry supply company specializing in chain findings, charms, and other must-have items for professional jewelry makers. Their new website, which is super cool, makes it really easy to reorder your favorite supplies from your mobile phone, tablet, or computer. Browse their collection of outstanding products over at HalsteadBead.com. Halstead is also dedicated to helping designers grow and scale their business. And as you probably heard, I've interviewed Hillary Halstead Scott a few times. And one of the things that I think is really cool about this business is that every year they give away a $7,500 grant to an emerging jewelry business. So as you can tell, they're really supporting small business. And the thing I love about them too is that they're so generous. So we have a special offer for the Thrive by Design listeners and Flourish and Thrive Academy community. Receive $10 off an order of $100 or more using the discount code FTA2016. The discount code expires October 31st, 2016, and you can claim it by going over to HalsteadBead.com and start shopping. Hey there, it's Tracy Matthews, and I'm here with a very special guest today, my friend Laura Belgray. Laura, thank you so much for joining us on Thrive by Design.
Thanks for having me, Tracy.
So I'm going to give a formal introduction, but first I wanted to give an informal introduction because I've known about Laura for many, many years. I would go to these networking events for some of my peers and someone would be like, do you know Laura? Do you know Laura? I'm like, no, I don't know Laura. I want to know Laura. Why don't I know Laura? And then my friend shared something with me because she was going to Italy about a copywriting retreat with Laura. And I'd recently, I mean, we've been formally introduced a few times before that, but I ended up joining Laura in Italy for this amazing copywriting retreat. And we became friends, like sort of friends there, I guess. I mean, we were kind of friends before, but wouldn't you say kind of, I don't know, the deal was sealed then. And then, yeah, I just love what she taught. And so I wanted to have her on the show today to talk a little bit more about writing headlines for your blog and newsletter, and just improving your copy altogether, because we've heard a lot over the course of the last 4 or 5 years since we've had Flourish and Thrive Academy that people are terrified of writing newsletter. They're terrified of like knowing what to write on social media or knowing what to write on their blog posts or even how to get people to open their newsletters. And so I thought this would be a great way to start a conversation about writing things that are interesting that people actually want to read. So welcome, Laura. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk about this. Also, because I love jewelry. I am a jewelry whore. I don't know if you can say that on your podcast.
If you can not, say that.
Okay, good.
We love jewelry whores. Yeah. So Laura's a jewelry whore, self-professed jewelry whore, which is awesome because we love jewelry whores over here. And Laura has the most beautiful engagement rings. Who are your rings by?
Oh, they're by, I'm so glad their name came to my mind just now because it's one of those things that I would blank out. It's Linda Lee Johnson.
Yeah, I love your rings.
Thank you. I love them too. They're 22 karat gold and I love yellow gold. I'll take 24 if, you know, I have my druthers, but they, like, that is what I wanted and it's very hard to find.
Yeah, they're stunning. They're amazing.
Thank you.
All right, so now onto the formal stuff. I'm just going to do a formal bio, and then we're going to dive into some of these questions. I want to share your story with everyone. So an award-winning copywriter for 2 decades, Laura's list of credits and clients include New York Magazine, NBC, Bravo, Fandango, and more. Through her company, Talking Shrimp, she helps entrepreneurs like you find the words that bring in the buyers. That's all what we all want, right? Recently, she and Marie Forleo, who you guys have heard me talk about a lot, created The Copy Cure, the online course that helps you find your voice and sell anything. Awesome.
And sell your anything.
And sell, sell your anything.
That's right. It's just a little word, but it sounds nicer. It has a better ring to it when you say find your voice and sell your anything.
But that's true because, okay, so this is a great place to start, to sell your anything, because designers are always like trying to figure out like how they can communicate what it is that they do. And that's why this conversation I know today is going to be really fun, because you can sell your anything just by learning how to communicate about that. And it starts with writing. So Laura, why don't you tell us a little bit about your journey and what got you to where you are today? How's that?
Okay, sure. I mean, my journey started because I had nothing to do after college and was a late sleeper and and happened to be home when a friend called me. That was way back in the day before text and email. Yeah, there was no email then. Friend called me at like 11 a.m. and said, you know, sorry for waking you. And I was really defensive. I was like, no, I was awake. What do you want? And she's like, oh, we need somebody to come in and do fact checking for this writer that I'm friends with. And this is a writer named Lisa Birnbach, who had written the Preppy Handbook, which is a very famous book back then in
like the Preppy Handbook.
The Preppy Handbook. And she was writing a book on colleges, Lisa Birnbach's Guide to Colleges, and she needed fact checkers to like call the schools and say, like, hey, Virginia Tech, is it true that you're the biggest party school? Can we print that? So I went and did it, and she sort of became my mentor. Like, she liked me. I loved her. I worshipped her. And she went to Spy Magazine eventually, and as an editor, and got me an internship. And so I really started off my copywriting career at Spy Magazine, because they hired me to write advertorials, which I'm sure your people are all aware of what advertorials are. Right? Yeah. So I was writing advertorials for things like Doers in Spy, making them funny, but, you know, and look like part of the content while they were actual ads. And from there, I went on to write promos for VH1 and then Nickelodeon and Nick at Night and TV Land, and was in promos for many years. I ended up leaving my permalance position at MTV Networks, where I used to go in every day and sit in a cubicle, and went out on my own, mostly because I just didn't fit into any kind of corporate culture. I don't fit in any place where they require you to come in and do a job at a certain time. So I started my own company mostly writing promos freelance for different networks and production companies. And then along came Marie Forleo. Along came Marie. We were friends from, we made friends in hip hop class at Crunch.
Love it.
And I didn't really understand anything that she was doing, except I knew she carried a yellow legal pad with her to class when she started teaching and said, I'm not just a dance teacher, but I'm also a life coach. And I have a newsletter called Magical Moments. That's what it was called. I'm not kidding you. She's like, if you want to get it,
if you want to get a magical moment,
if you want some magical moments in your life, sign up here. Give me your email. So people would sign up at the end of class, and this was back in the early to mid 2000s. She was already building her list on a yellow legal pad. And later on, like when I was feeling like I was in a rut a little bit in my career, doing promos and not doing anything else, I signed up for her. What was it called? Rich, Happy, and Hot virtual Mastery Course. I didn't really even understand what it was, but I thought it would help me get out of my career rut. And I started helping people in the forum there with their copy.
Oh, like, awesome.
I would just comment. They'd say, how does this look? And I'd be like, well,
oh, it sucks.
Hey, that's a little stiff and formal, or maybe you could make it more like this, or maybe the headline could be a little more fun. And Marie noticed me in there. She didn't know me professionally yet, really. And she asked me to speak at her first live event, Rich, Happy, and Hot Live. And she also asked me to be the copy mentor for her mastermind group. So that's how I got involved in the online entrepreneur private client business. And that's become most of my business now.
And you're so good at it, I have to
say. Thank you.
On the retreat, she was transforming a woman who taught people how to sell cows or farming goods or something and made it interesting and fun.
It was a woman who, she had a farm, and then she took B-School and learned the ins and outs of marketing online and used them for her farm, and it worked. Like, she got way more customers and clients.
Yeah.
So now she teaches other farmers how to sell, how to use these online techniques. And these are people who are total tech phobes.
Yes.
Teaches them how to, sell their really high-end raw milk.
Or they're selling their anything.
Grass-fed, selling their anything. So it really is true. Copyright. And so I helped her with her copy to make it sound more fun and more appealing to these farmers who are really scared of the word marketing.
Yeah. And I think a lot of jewelry designers are scared of the word marketing. Of the word marketing, too.
Sure. I'm sure.
I was about to say a scared. I don't know why.
A scared, but very scared of it, and marketing. It's from being in Italy.
I'm scared of it. Anyway, so I'm excited to talk a little bit more about that. But, one of the things that I've just observed, and I kind of mentioned this before, but people are, when they can maybe like pick up on really good copy or maybe write something for someone else, but when it comes to writing their own stuff, they just like fall flat and they panic, and it's almost like a deer in a headlights, and they don't know what to write or how to make it cool. And so instead of writing a cute headline for their newsletter, they write something like my newsletter number 5 or something
right.
like that. And it's just boring. It's not like interesting for anyone to want to sign up, or, they have a blog post and it has like a boring, stupid title and they don't know what to do in order to make it more interesting. So in your opinion, why do you think headlines are so important?
Well, headlines, anywhere you put them, whether it's subject lines for your emails, because those are headlines,
yeah.
or the headline of a blog post, or the header copy, like the tagline,
yeah.
or the line that goes in the big bold header of your website. Those are also important because they are what get our attention. They're what get us to stick around when we are all more inclined to ignore you. We all have short attention spans, and we'd rather not have a reason to go into the hole, right?
Exactly.
We have something else to move
yeah.
on to. We're glad to see something boring. We just move on. We can ignore
yeah.
it.
Perfect.
So these are basically foot in the door copy. When salesmen used to go door to door with like their vacuums or their pots and pans or their knives, and I guess still do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what the expression foot in the door comes from, because someone would open the door and, you know, the lady of the house would open the door and they would stick their foot in the door so she couldn't quite close it on them.
Yeah, right.
That's the foot in the door. And so these headlines are now your foot in the door. It means people can't close, they can't close their browser. They can't close you out, click away from you when you get their attention with a headline. They want to know more.
Absolutely. And I think it's such an important thing because I focus on headline writing. Like I got start with a headline for something for, let's say, like I'm sending out a newsletter for, or not a newsletter, but some like sharing a design. And I'll write like probably 10 headlines before I come up with the one. And usually the first one is the most boring.
Right.
So what do you think constitutes like a boring headline so that people can like self, you know, select if like they're writing boring headlines?
Well, boring headline either tells you everything you need to know, like instead of arousing curiosity, guess which metal is the most precious?
Yeah.
Totally making it. If you said gold is the most precious metal.
Yes.
Instead, you might want to say, you know, guess which metal is the most precious? It's not what you think.
Yeah.
And then maybe you go in there and it's like, okay, you guessed gold and you were right, but here's why it's precious and that's not what you think. You know, maybe you want to arouse curiosity and be teasy in some way and give them a reason, especially when we're talking about email subject lines.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give them a reason to click it open. So if they already know, if it's a no duh, that's one form of mm-hmm. boring subject line.
No,
Another one is, like you said, my newsletter or latest updates about the company.
So boring.
Or when it's all about you and has nothing to do with them, like that. My latest updates about the company or things are exciting here at Belgray Jewelry. You don't care. It's exciting for me, but my customer does not care. Like if I write like, you know, what I'm doing lately. Who cares? You want it to be about the reader in some way.
Exactly. So let's talk a little bit about that because like I know I understand what that means, but and this is something that we've been like, it's like a work in progress with people writing their about pages and stuff. Like they just want to go on this huge long bio about themselves and only talk about themselves and their inspiration rather than like bringing the reader in. So like how can, and that's like a conversation for like another podcast. But like same thing true with headlines. It's like, oh, you know, all about me. Like how could you turn like a simple tweak of like a headline that's maybe all about you and make it more interesting to make it turn it into something about the reader?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's okay if it is about you, if it is provocative enough.
Yeah.
Like Marie had one once that was like, you know, and then I split my pants.
Yeah. That's a good
one.
So
if it's something that implies there's a story there that you've got to know, then that is fun and fine. I definitely encourage things that are about you if there's a story that people are going to have to know and will find relatable.
Okay, cool.
Right? Mm-hmm. So that is great. But you can, let me think of something that you could turn around. And rather than why I love rubies, it could be why you need to have a ruby.
Okay, that's great. Why you need to have a ruby.
Yeah, why you need to have a ruby. I kind of want to know why.
Yeah.
Like, do I? Why? So I don't care why you love rubies necessarily, why they're so special to you, at least not enough for the headline. It might be why you need to have a ruby, and it could be like, one reason I love rubies is because, like, I've always loved rubies since I was a kid. My grandmother gave me this and told me that, like, it would make all the boys like me. But for you, I can't promise that for you, but I do, you know, here's what I believe about rubies, or here's what I know about rubies. And if you believe in energy, I'm totally, you know, as you know, Tracy, I'm totally making all this up.
I know.
I don't know anything about rubies except that they're red.
Yes. Well, but, sure, they have like, they're a precious stone and they have some healing properties.
They have healing properties. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you need a ruby if you want to feel good. If you believe in this stuff,
yep.
And so you can like, and not everything has to be about why you need something or has to have that urgency to it. But that's one way to flip it from me to you. Like
love
why
that.
I love, versus why you need a Ruby.
Love that. Okay, that's a great example. So we don't always need to make the headlines about, like, the reader necessarily. They could also just be something kind of, like, kitschy and cute. Do you have any examples of, like some of your favorite headlines or things that you think would be interesting for a designer to sort of model after?
Let me look. Okay, so these aren't necessarily for your jewelry designers in particular. These are ones that I had, and I think you've heard these before. I'll just read a bunch that I had circled because I'd opened them. Like, I look through my junk file. I have a folder where everything that has unsubscribe at the bottom goes. Like, I have a rule set up. So all my newsletter stuff goes in one folder. And I went and looked at which of those I had opened. And one was, so I'll just read them.
Perfect.
How to tell if someone is lying. Yesterday was sex, today's straight business. Sorry for being a jerk lately. She got a monthly column with Oprah and her own TV show. Once upon a time, ... Can I ask you a question? That was a good one. It seemed like it was coming from a friend. Here's how you write subject lines. That one appealed to me because it's my field. Like, I want to see how they're going to teach that. This email will make you write better. Why you should never picture the audience naked. Can I interest you in some free stuff? 10 ways I deal with my own procrastination. Too much chit-chat. Why I walked away from Facebook after 9 years. How to stop worrying about money. Slaying sacred gurus. This time it's personal. It started with one conversation on a bus. Like, that one's clearly a story. That is. How to scam people. Like, you know, you don't want to know how to scam people. We want to know what the answer is. The painful truth. An unexpected compliment from my ex-boyfriend. Talk to you tomorrow. Like, that one got me. You can't do that too many times.
Yeah.
And then here are some that I looked up of my own that I sent out that got high open rates. The highest one I think was have to cancel. And then it had a frown face. And that was all about how I love it when people have to cancel on me. use this or you'll die.
Love it.
And then that was a writing technique I shared. And the other was, I'm going to eat my face now. So one is about...
Was, like, that one before Italy?
It's not. It was when the kid above me, upstairs from us, his family expanded into the, like, bought the apartment above ours, expanded into it, and created a drum room for him right above my office.
Awesome.
This 3-year-old is drumming above my head day and night. And so I was at my wit's end. So that's what that's implying. So one of them, have to cancel, is like about you and me. That feels very personal. Use this or you'll die feels urgent and teasy. And we know you're not going to die, you know. No, I'm not talking about anything that's really life or death. And I'm going to eat my face now is about me. There's a story implied there.
Love
now,
it.
One thing about almost all of these is that they are not capitalized. They're not in title case, meaning like they're just written like you would write to a friend. And I have a thing about email subject lines being written as titles. They make me less inclined to open them. I can tell it's my mind says right away, oh, that's a newsletter. If it's a title, if it's in title case, each word capitalized. It feels more formal.
Right.
So I'm way more inclined to open the ones that are just a line like a friend would write.
Well, I like that. I like some of these for a lot of reasons. Like, I think that the title, Can I Ask You a Question, is a great title if you're trying to get feedback from people. Like, you know, a lot of times, and that could be even something that you send out after you're shipping an order, and you could say, Can I ask a question? And you could open it, and it could be like something like, hey, Laura, you know, I just want to check in and see how you're liking the ruby ring that you just bought. You know what I mean? And I wanted to ask you a quick question. You know, what was your experience like? Can you fill out this, answer these two questions and hit reply or something like that? So it's like a really fun way to get people like engaged in the brand and like sort of taken aback where they're not expecting what they're going to see on the inside. And I think that's sort of like one of the the key points that I learned from you at this retreat is to inspire curiosity and interest for people to open. And I also personally think, I mean, one of my favorite things that I've read, I mean, I know I forwarded you some emails from Virginia Rasmus Jory, because I think she's doing such a great job with her headline writing. And every time I get an email from her, I want to open it, because I'm like, oh my God, that was such a great headline. Like, what's inside? And like, most of her emails are just really like very pictorial, like collages talking about either a certain piece of jewelry that she's doing or something else, but she's able to tie what she's doing inside the email to some sort of pop culture thing or something else that's going on in her business. For instance, I think she was, I sent you a few and now I can't remember because I don't have my email open. What was your favorite? Okay.
Well, my favorite was, guess who loves Rasmus jewelry?
So great.
So like, it sounds like, okay, is there a celebrity? Is there a, okay, I want to know. Guess who gets my curiosity up? And it was very emphatic and personable, the way she spelled loves with, I might have spelled it with Z's myself. Yeah. She spelled it with three S's and two little heart emoticons, emoji. So, and then in the body of it, the answer was, well, yes, you do, of course, but someone else might just as much. And then it's, and then the answer is teachers.
That's and so great. Has,
and like with jewelry, with most things, I think that just good copy is enough. But with jewelry, visuals are everything.
Yes.
But so is the copy. So like she could have just sent out an email that said, great bracelets.
Yeah.
And blah, who's going to open that? Instead, she had that teasy headline. She's got a picture of three really nice bracelets, cuffs, and the answer is teachers, because they are inspiring, dedicated, and passionate. They deserve an awesome end of year thank you. So this, and then she had, and then she like created an opportunity to put in a little testimonial. It says, an amazing teacher told me recently, I literally wear my Rasmus jewelry every day. It's so comfortable, easy to get on quickly in the morning, and adds pops of color to my outfits. I get so many compliments on them. Those are all kinds of things that you want to hear
so
about jewelry. So another thing she could have done, which wouldn't have gotten open, was like testimonial about Rasmus jewelry. And I don't think you ever want to use really the word testimonials for jewelry.
No.
You know, even if it said praise for Rasmus jewelry, you wouldn't open that. So she did something teasy and then put on all these things that she wants you to see that gets you to buy.
Love that.
And I love that rather than just saying Rasmus jewelry makes a great gift, she thought of one specific group that you could give a gift to, like thought of one occasion. I guess she's got the calendar in mind. She probably, if she was really smart, probably went through the calendar, looked at every single day of the year that could be an occasion, and said, let's do an email for that occasion.
Absolutely. Yep.
To have, you know, so this was like, okay, end of year's coming up. That means gifts for teachers. And this email doesn't just inspire you to get it as a gift for a teacher. It makes you think, oh man, that would be great for anybody who's like, anyone I know who I need to get a gift for, anyone I know who needs to wear kind of, like needs to look good every day and doesn't want to think too much about it.
It's so good. I'm so like proud of her email marketing, because what it started with a couple months ago, she's in our mastermind and like, she's just gotten so good at the headline writing. It's just like crazy. And also the content in the email is so cute and fun and like totally representative of her brand. And you know, she's still an emerging designer. She's trying to grow her list, but I can't even imagine what this would be like if she really had like a huge list and how many opens she would get. Like, I can't wait till that happens so we can start experimenting with it, because it's so, I feel like what she's doing is so good. And if I remember correctly, I think there was another one that was like something along the lines of like arts and craft beer. And then it was talking about an event that was coming up or something like
that. Yeah. Did someone say arts and craft beer?
Yeah. So cute. Like, and a great way to like sort of tie in an event, you know, or something that you're doing with the jewelry brand.
Right. Okay. So she has, did someone say arts and crafts beer? And then, it's an event market at Round Lake. So it's a two-day event that she's telling you about, and I guess she'll be there. So join us this weekend and scope out the latest talent and hot trends from the indie craft and artisanal edible movement. So, yeah. Oh, and then she's got a can't make the market. We'll miss you, but shop online anytime at the bottom.
So great.
Yeah. So go ahead.
I was going to say, it's just like about like thinking of like, I mean, personally, like I think like there's so many pop culture things or like clever ways you can tie in just like fun life experiences. Okay, so for some people, it might be really hard to come up with some of those kitschy things. So if they're, someone's feeling stuck, like I know you have some exercises or processes or things that you like to teach to do. So can you tell us a little bit about like what you'd recommend, like how you'd recommend like someone approach headline writing who's never really done this and hasn't sort of gotten it down like Virginia has? And then what to do if they happen to get stuck?
Well, here's what I would do. I would think of, first, I would open a Google Doc because I love Google Docs.
Me too.
I would make a list of everything that you might want to say about your jewelry, or any possible subject. So let's say for you, like, let's pretend that you haven't written to your list in a long time and you want to reinvigorate it and come up with some things to write. Is that a good place to start?
That's a great place to start.
Okay. So what are some pop cultural things on your mind right now? And they don't have to have anything to do with jewelry.
Anything to do with jewelry. Summer in the Hamptons.
Random. Okay.
I don't know why. Maybe because I'm going
That's
to Montauk
great.
Next weekend.
Okay. Summer in the Hamptons.
Eating really good food. New York City, like hot summer nights. Super hot. What else? Pop culture that's going on. Pop culture. Oh, you put me on the spot. I brought it up. And then you put me on the spot.
Okay, these are great. Okay, so your summer's on your mind.
Yes.
Summer in the Hamptons. I mean, that's a perfect one because even if people on your list aren't anywhere near New York, everyone knows what the Hamptons are,
yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Like, you know, so your subject line could be summer in the Hamptons. It could be, what am I going to pack for this weekend?
That's good. Or what to pack for the weekend. That could be a good one. Like, because a lot of designers are like trying to come up with ideas to post on their blog and for their newsletters to get people from the newsletter to buy or over to the blog. And I've seen a lot of people do like mood boards of like different things that they can buy and then merchandise their jewelry with it. So that would
right.
be good. Almost like summer style in the Hamptons.
Or like some of these things could be in quotation marks. Like, what am I going to pack for this weekend? Or I have nothing to wear for this weekend. Or it could be, oh no, an invite to the Hamptons.
Oh, that's good. Love it.
Okay, so let's say it's, oh no, an invite to the Hamptons. I like that because it's like, why? What's wrong with that? It sounds so great. You like the, like there's a sense of conflict and story to mm-hmm. that. And then it can be like, you know, you ever get it, like a coveted invite to your friend's summer house where you've been dying to go and realize you have nothing to wear. You picture maybe getting on a boat with stylishly dressed celebrities, or maybe there'll be a picnic where you want to look cute, but not overdressed. Or like you can paint the picture of all the things that might be going through their mind. And like, but all you really want to wear are, you know, cutoffs and a t-shirt. Well, that's perfect as long as you have the right jewelry.
Exactly.
Here, you know, four different ways you can dress up that same outfit and look just right for anything you do at your friend's beautiful country house.
Oh, I love that. So you can copy, all of you guys can like rework that into your own like version of a Hampton story.
Take it. I'm not using it.
Take it.
Take
so
it.
Good.
Seriously. Yeah, that's okay. So we've got, oh no, an invite to the Hamptons. We just like mm-hmm. came up with that. And that was just from thinking, like, what would I think to myself if I were going, like, that's my style. That's how I brainstorm. What would I think to myself, or what might somebody say in this situation? Okay, so somewhere in the Hamptons, you would eat in good food. Let's see, right now, like, corn is great. Does, like, Do diamonds go with corn?
They can.
That's the subject line.
Do diamonds
go with corn? Right? You said eating good food, and I just thought corn. It's
corn.
Summer.
Corn.
And what does that have to do with Julie? Nothing, unless you make it.
Exactly. I love it. Because that's interesting, and it keeps people inspired. And you just reminded me, my friend Melissa Joy Manning, who's also like a really well-known jewelry designer, they have really good marketing too. And they sent out just a fun little thing. It was an email that said, I can't remember what the title was exactly, but it was something to the effect of like watermelon cocktails plus a special treat for you or something in the inside. And in it, it was like watermelon tourmaline jewelry and then a recipe for some watermelon cocktail that they were doing. But I found it interesting because I was like, oh, I want to see what this watermelon cocktail is. And then you open it up and it's this beautiful watermelon tourmaline jewelry and then that's featured and then the recipe for a cocktail.
And that's a great, that's an adorable way to get someone's attention and to package your jewelry. It's also because especially when you associate these stones that nobody's going to put in their mouth with something sensory.
Yeah.
That's really pleasurable. Like, ooh, watermelon. It sounds really refreshing. It
really
gives
does right
so
now.
Much. Yeah, it really does. It makes the jewelry sound so great and like the perfect thing for summer and for a cocktail party. So I love that. And then you said hot summer nights in NYC. I mean, it could be like, it's getting sticky up in here. And I don't know. Like, I don't know what that would have to do with jewelry, but that's something that you would open. You know, maybe it's like, okay, you know, it's hot, humid, and sticky, but like, here's a piece that will never sweat,
I'm thinking like, you know, like, I know that like, when I'm like hot and sticky, I don't want anything like on my neck. So it could be something like, you know, it won't bug you or something like a piece of jewelry that's like super lightweight or something.
Right. What piece of jewelry is great to wear when you're just sweating from every single part of you? You know,
I
and
love
that
it.
Makes you and that makes you look like you just stepped out of the shower.
Yep.
So there are so much. So that was just from one thought, like, okay, it's summer. I'm into eating good food. You know, I'm thinking about the Hamptons, eating good food. Like there's so many things, like what's coming up is fall. Like what if in the fall there's the issue like when fall hits, there's the issue of it's still hot out, but you want to look seasonal.
Yep.
And feel like what can you wear in 90 degrees that
yep.
like 90 degrees and feels like fall might be the subject line.
Ooh, I love that.
So things that are sort of contrary to logic are great. They get opened because it gives you like, uh-huh, how's that possible?
Yeah, I love this approach. So that's great. Yeah, fall's coming up. And then, you know, the holiday season's like a super big time for designers. Do you have any ideas for like holiday headlines? Like, you know, because people are going to parties or they're, let's see, workshop this. They're going to party season. You know, they're visiting family. They might be celebrating a holiday, whether it be Christmas or Hanukkah or one of the other ones, Kwanzaa. There's so many.
It's Hanukkah. Yeah. No, does anyone really celebrate Kwanzaa?
I don't know.
That might be such an un-PC thing to say, but I have never heard somebody say they celebrate Kwanzaa. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, visiting family. Party season. Okay, so here's what I would do. Like besides, so we jot down a couple of different thoughts. Party mm-hmm. season, visiting family, Christmas, Hanukkah, and say I was totally stumped as to what to write about this. I might Google party season. I'm going to type party season into Google. And then I'm going to click on images. So this is one of my favorite things to do when I'm stumped and I want to do some free association mm-hmm. and get some inspiration. So I go to Google Images and type in what I'm thinking. So sparkles, there's a lot of sparkles. There's Ibiza.
There are
friends, friends clinking glasses. So you might start making a list. And these don't have to be good. So you don't want to edit yourself. You don't want to think, oh, that's no good. You want to just free associate. So you start writing down, under party season, start writing down sparkles, clinking, toasts.
Maybe colorful or something.
Colorful.
Like glitter. I don't know why glitter just came up. But
yeah, glitter. Toast, glitter.
Champagne.
It might be like, don't just drink champagne, wear it.
Oh, I love that. You could have like a whole champagne diamond thing.
Exactly.
Or like a stone that's like the color of champagne, like a light citrine or something like that. That's a good one.
Or it could be, do you have a champagne problem?
That's good. And then people are like, what? Maybe.
Right.
Wait, what?
Maybe, yeah. Or here's how to tell if you have a champagne problem.
And oh, that's good.
Like, you can't stop buying champagne diamonds. Well, we don't consider that a problem. You can't have too many. As far as we're concerned, here are like 10 different beautiful outfits that are just made by a single champagne diamond or something.
Oh my God, that's so good. All out of just like, okay, it's holiday season, Googling, coming up with these images, and then free association.
Exactly.
Yeah, so anyone can come up with good hunt. You just need to get in the zone. Get rid of your distractions. Get in the zone. That's
right.
Awesome.
I mean, you could be, like, for visiting family, it could be, like, your sister-in-law might hate you.
Oh, that's good. What about something for, like, people who are... So there's a lot of designers who cater towards people who are, like, stay-home mom kind of people or mothers. Let's workshop one more. Let's workshop that idea, and then we can wrap up.
Stay-at-home mom.
So like a stay-at-home mom, they have kids, you know, they're running a household, they might work part-time, they're busy.
Okay, so...
Neither of us have kids, so we're both like...
Right. No, but I see my frazzled friends. Oh, poor things. Okay, household, crayons, finger paints. Can you pair pearls with finger paints?
Sure.
That's the subject line.
Awesome. That's good. Can you pair pearls with finger paints?
So I like to think, like, so I started making this list, household, crayons, finger paints, and I like alliteration. I like, you know, alliteration for grammar folks is just when you start two different words with the same letter or sound. So pearls and paints, that's alliteration. Pair pearls. So we have three alliterative words there.
Love that.
Can you pair pearls with finger paints? It just gives something a nice ring and makes it even more intriguing.
Awesome. I love that. And I love this exercise. I'm totally going to use it. I learned something very new today.
Oh, good. I'm so happy.
Yay. It's so exciting. Well, Laura, thank you so much for teaching us more about writing really interesting headlines. And also, we kind of dove into some like cool copy of how you can like tie that headline into something more interesting in your newsletter or your whatever you're emailing out to your list. So thanks so much for sharing that and helping us kind of work through that. Tell us a little bit more about what you have going on and where we can find you.
Okay. So you can find me personally at talkingshrimp.com, spelled just like it sounds, talkingshrimp.com. or you can Google Laura Belgray and Talking Shrimp will come up. And you can hire me to help you with your copy if you want one-on-one. Or if you, and I've got some free giveaways. I have a tagline helper. It's the Tackle Your Tagline cheat sheet I'll give you the URL to that so you can share it.
That would be
with
great. Yeah, we'll put it in the show notes.
It's hidden for now, so I'll give you the secret hiding place.
Awesome.
And if you want to learn how to find your voice and sell your anything with your copy, The Copy Cure is an amazing course. I created
it's
it
so
with
good.
Martin Forleo. I'm so glad that you like it. I happen to be in love with it a little bit. And so that you can find at thecopycure.com. And there is a free sample class that you can take, and that'll help you improve your copy right off the bat, just with that free
I love
class.
That.
And the copy cure is, it's not one of these 8-week courses that you have to really stick with, where the content is dripped out bit by bit. It is all downloadable, consumable right away. It's like I consider it the Breaking Bad of copy courses, because you can binge it all in one afternoon. So it's quicker than Breaking Bad, but just as addictive, I'd like to think.
I binged it like all in a week or something like that. I think it's great.
And as you know, one of the bonuses in the copy cure, it's part of the bonus section, is Word Orgies, The Power of the Pleasure.
Oh, love it.
That will guide you through this word orgy technique that we just did and more.
Oh, I love it. Well, Laura, thanks for sharing all of that brilliance with us. I think you are one of the cleverest, funniest people that I know. So it's an honor to have you on the show today. And I'll make sure that I link all those resources in the show notes and also on our podcast blog post, so that people can find you and grab those amazing resources, the copy cure, and check you out on Talking Trim.
Thank you. I hope to see your jewelry people come my way.
Yay. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you, Tracy.
Awesome. Thanks so much for listening to the show today. Wasn't that a great interview with Laura? I adore her. She's so rad. Anyway, I definitely recommend that you go grab her tagline cheat sheet. Super great. It's going to be over at the show notes over at flourishthriveacademy.com/episode 58. Go grab that. And I want to know how we're doing. So if you're interested, make sure you pop on over to iTunes, give us a little rating and a review. Tell us what you think of the show. Thanks so much for listening. And until next time, this is Tracy Matthews signing off.